The underdog is howling.
This is Stanford Steve and the Bear.
Ah, yes. A home team getting points. What's better than that?
Welcome in. We're going to call this version one, Bowl Bonanza. Bowl preview. What do we want to do? Week one of bowls?
Yeah, week one of the Bowl Bonanza Grand Big Enterprise brand. Week one
of the Bowl Bonanza. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to go in chronological order, and we're going to start with the Celebration Bowl. I just have one note on that you need to know if you're into Bowl Mania. And we're going to go down through Friday, December 21st, and end with the
BYU-Western Michigan.
The famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Correct.
All right. So how you been, bud?
I've been okay. And I guess throughout, if we want to.
College Football Awards, Heisman, Army, Navy.
No Heisman.
Oh, no Heisman for you? Heisman. Sorry.
Atlanta.
They took you off that invite list?
I've never, in all of my years here,
really?
I've never gone to the Heisman, which I'm fine with. It's a great day.
Brad's never invited you?
Well, it always used to be Brad's deal work-wise, so he would go, and it would be fine with me because I've been on the road all year with game day, and it's an opportunity for me to sit at home and enjoy it.
Good for you.
And take it in. No, so we did Atlanta for awards. Then we did the Army-Navy, and then recording this, on Wednesday, and then Thursday, which is tomorrow, we go to Las Vegas for that big Fresno State,
wow,
Arizona State.
You're leaving tomorrow.
I am leaving tomorrow.
Are you going to see people out there?
I am going to see people out there. Looking forward to seeing
you. Doing a couple stops on VEASAN?
We'll pop in with Gil on Friday.
Friday, okay.
We'll pop with Gil.
What time?
Eastern, 8 Pacific.
All right, that's tough. Tough for your boy.
You see a lot of people. Bounce around.
Uncle Brett?
If he's there.
Oh, he's got Raiders travel. When do they play? Sunday?
I don't know when the Raiders play, but. But yeah, no, so we'll pop in Westgate Thursday. Got to cash a couple of Major League Baseball winning tickets.
All right,
Nolan Arenado over season hit total. Francisco Lindor over season win total. I think I have a college football win total there that I got a good number.
All right,
I need to BC. I got a better number there.
Yeah,
BC
winner,
6.5 winner. And then Thursday we'll go see Gil, and we'll go cash Oregon under it. At South Point, we'll go cash another one. I got at South Point. I got a cash as well. A couple of them.
All right.
And then hopefully we'll be going back to see Mr. Andrews and Mr. Maldiolo and Mr. Vaccaro and company in February after that CFP5
exactly
comes through, because we have to wait on that.
I got one of those.
I know you do.
We got to cash that in.
We'll take care of that for you.
Soften the people up for our visit too. Come March.
Yeah, come March, which will be great.
A little tease for you people out there. The Bear and I will be out there for the first weekend of March Madness. So get your tickets now. More information to follow. Let's get into it. The Celebration Bowl is Saturday. I just have a note on there. I looked up the spread, and it is
big number, more than touchdown.
Yeah, so I'm looking in your Bowl Mania picks here. If you want a little info, like, you don't leave this as the one pointer, I would think, right?
Well,
take the favorite and bump it up. It's a big favorite.
It was a big number last year, and it nearly lost.
Yeah,
it was so.
Be careful, but just want the people to have that info. We're here for the people. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
All right. So
before you did the Celebration Bowl, but being that there are other another game.
Give me the Bison.
Lay it.
I gave it out last week. It's awesome.
I was gonna say it was the only game this year that they played that was decided by single digits.
I think this is their best team. They're good, Bear.
Yeah,
give me Easton Stick at the next level too.
Oh, I'm
telling you right now.
And I think that's the thing. He will probably, I don't want to say ride coattails of how Carson Wentz was a high pick, but
yeah, he's a totally different player.
And he will be,
he can run.
People will associate that, and he will get a benefit of the doubt where he really doesn't need a benefit of the doubt because he's a really good player.
And maybe if at the end we could have a word about Kansas State fans, like,
what are you doing?
Who are you thinking? We'll save that for the end. What do you think about Maine going back out west?
I was gonna say, how about that?
Game.
How about that was unbelievable. You go out to Weber, all come back, and you go all the way back out, and then maybe come back and go back out to Frisco
on the fire turf, right?
And that was a hell of a comeback too.
Yeah,
Coach Hawk almost had him.
Almost. It's not Division I football.
Almost avenged that big loss in the regular season.
Mm. Yeah, that was only a week or two prior, right?
But yeah, all the top seeds.
Are you taking the Jackrabbits?
No, I'll take the Bison. Right. I'll take the Bison.
Yeah, those three running backs they got there.
Yep.
Man. All right, so back to the Celebration Bowl.
Money line for sure. I'd money line both favorites. And then they'll meet.
There you go. -500. North Carolina A&T in that Celebration Bowl is an 8-point favorite against Alcorn State. Just want you to know, for that Bowl Mania, A&T is an 8-point favorite. So when you're filling that out. All right, so let's get right into it. We are going to go with the 1:30 game, not on ESPN, CBS Sports Network. Tulane versus Louisiana. They like just being Louisiana. Yep. Do you know that?
I do.
They know that.
Oh, we know that.
All right. I just want to make sure. Let Desmond and the guys know.
I even referred to them as Louisiana, and I was applauded on Twitter one day.
This is the AutoNation Cure Bowl, and I actually have a take on this one, Mr. Felica.
Okay.
Tulane's a 3.5-point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Both these teams from my favorite state of Louisiana, but the game is in Florida. Yep. At Camping World Stadium. What I like here is Willie Fritz obviously expected a little bit more wins this year, but there was just a lot of shuffling going on. However, he did get rid of his offense coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
I like that in this situation.
They have no idea what's coming.
No clue. I just did it. Louisiana has all the film they want on Tulane.
You could
Tulane.
Also just say the Raging Cajuns.
I know. I was saving that. I like to mix it up. Okay. But the Raging Cajuns, not good offense, but I don't know if they're ready for the versatility of the Tulane offense. And I think I know Louisiana's played good teams and lost to them all. I just think Tulane's in a better spot here with the new coordinator. Justin McMillan took over, midway through the year, counted for over 10, I think 10 touchdowns in his final five games. It'll be a good game.
Yeah.
I like Tulane -3.5 here.
That would be the side I would play in the game as well. That Houston game kind of got away from him. It was a little bit of, that wasn't a situation that boded well for them, but I'd be on that side as well.
Okay.
In that game.
All right. Let's move on. Later that day, the New Mexico Bowl. Which has shown us some horrific beats in years past.
Oh, yes.
Utah State, what are we at right now?
I got eight.
Eight? I see eight.
Eight.
Utah State, an 8-point favorite. Obviously, they don't have their head coach.
Right.
You have been making plenty of noise with your tweet regarding coaches, teams.
Yep.
Go ahead. Just.
Well, if you looked at last year, the earlier bowl games, and the reason why I limited it to the earlier bowl games pre-New Year's Eve is because typically you're dealing with a shorter prep time. Typically you're dealing with non-power type schools that maybe aren't in a position to overcome a coaching change. But last year there were six teams that entered the bowl season in a pre-New Year's Eve bowl game undergoing a coaching change. Those six teams went 1-5. And the only team that won was Florida State, which was a massive favorite.
Did not cover.
Over Southern Miss. Yes, they did.
They did?
Yeah.
I thought that was a close game. They
blew them out. It was a whole lot to a real little.
Okay.
And now there are three teams this year that fit into that mold of coach gone early ball game. Temple, Appalachian State, and right here with Utah State. And even before Matt Wells left for Lubbock, I thought North Texas was a pretty attractive side. You look at a team that, in their losses, close games. Look, you and I have been on Utah State all year, loving that offense. But I'm curious how this game goes. I don't know if I'd quite have the gall to pick North Texas outright, But I could. What's the total on this game? That could probably
it's
be
high.
Yeah, 68.5.
Yes.
I could easily see this being one of those 42-35 type.
Really?
Games for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
The Utah State offense is really, really. I mean, the coach is gone, but the players are still there. North Texas still is a legit offense with Mason Fine and Seth Luttrell staying, which will be, I'm sure that will be a positive for them as well. So I could, if I had to take a side, I take North Texas. If I had to make an actual play, just tell me what I need to play on the game, I'd lean towards the over.
Okay. You mentioned the offenses. Jordan Love, a Utah State quarterback. Fine of North Texas. Fine is one of the toughest guys. I saw that he was basically playing on one leg this year against Louisiana Tech earlier. Not a great season for North Texas, but I think a bowl win will do a lot for them. They haven't had success in them.
Yep.
Obviously, everybody thinks the world of their head coach. Good for them for keeping them as of now on Wednesday before bowl season. But you are on.
If you're making me play something and you're making me make a pick, I would play the over.
Okay. All right. That's, 68. Oof. Okay. But no official play.
No.
All right. I think I took Utah State around 10 in the Bowl Mania Challenge. I think North Texas is going to cover, but I don't love the game. Get you some info.
And another, I tweeted this out yesterday, and I think it bears repeating here about how I don't know if I'd have the nerve to take them to win the game outright. You really should, and I'm kind of contradicting myself right here, because I went back and looked. If you go back 10 years, underdogs cover it like 50.8%, I think.
Bowl games we're talking?
In bowl games.
Okay.
Last 10 years, favorites 175, 186, and 5 ATS. So favorites losing records slightly against the number. But here's the thing. Of the 186 underdogs that have covered, 136 have won outright. So 73% of the underdogs that cover win outright. And if you want to extrapolate that to this year, you want 40 bowl games.
Yeah.
So you need, 15? You'd say 15 underdogs are going to win outright? If you just blindly play every underdog on the money line, you figure if you get 15, you got to average about plus 170 or so on the money line to turn a profit, which I think you probably would if you get – if you get a couple north of a touchdown that wind up winning outright, you probably would. So, again, if you're in some of these Bowl Mania pools, like there are a couple games whether you get later in the year with maybe Iowa, Mississippi State, or Penn State, Kentucky, or Florida, Michigan, where the spread's right around a touchdown, and you want to take the underdog, maybe you just take the dog in those games on the to win the game in some of those
off
confidence
the cuff.
And in those confidence pools, maybe you get some points that some other people don't.
Yeah. Is there a Bowl Mania where you could do confidence based off the spread?
Well, I mean,
maybe we should start that.
What
do you think?
Would you like me? I could forward you some emails if you'd like. Is there a national one? I don't know.
Maybe we should start one. Maybe we should get like a group.
I was going to say,
you know people that start websites, right?
I don't know if we could turn it around and.
No, next year.
It's a good idea.
Be our official. You know, we could do some money, we could do some fundraising.
Exactly.
Get people
involved. I like that. Look at you.
Now we're thinking ahead. People that make websites, get at me.
Put that one in the Outlook calendar for next year.
2019. Build website.
people a lot smarter than you and I.
All right. You mentioned you will be there. The Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl Saturday coming up 3:30 Eastern on ABC. Reese Davis and Herb Street on the call.
Correct.
Marie on the sidelines?
No, Laura Rutledge on the sidelines.
Laura Rutledge, she doesn't miss a good game.
Of course
she's going to be ready to go there probably to the Bahamas. Well, how about her? And then she'll probably be in Miami, and then she'll be at the title game.
Pretty good life.
Not bad. She's the best. Shout out, Laura. What do you got here? Can you make an official pick?
I am not pulling her, but I love what Herm is doing in this game, though, hinting that all these young kids are going to play. This is what a December 15th bowl game should be and how it should be treated for some of these teams. It's an opportunity for these kids who have busted their tails all year in practice, and it's kind of a reward for them to play. Now, of course, especially if you're some of your star players aren't going to play, and the way they handled it.
It works out well.
With N'Keal Harry, it worked out great. We know the Pac-12's bowl record the last couple of years has not been good, and Oregon was an absolute no-show in the game last year. We know Jeff Tedford has been an unbelievable coach against the number. He's 19-6-2 against the number at Fresno State.
Would you bet him to take a shot on him to be the coach of the Packers next year?
No.
Okay.
Too obvious, too easy.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Just check it.
I don't think so. What's it, 4.5?
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like it's going to be a very high-scoring game.
Four. Over under 54. That seems kind of high.
It seems high. I'd play the under there. I mean, Fresno's defense is legitimately good. I know the bowl game last year in Hawaii, I think there were more points scored than we thought. But that was Houston and a little bit more. 54 seems high.
It's just weird because it's past three. And if
28-24 feels like a very easy type of score it could be.
Yeah, see, that's 52. That feels high.
Even that feels high?
Yeah, I think so. I just don't, without N'Keal
Harry. I play the under.
There you go. All right, it's there. And then just yell at Bear on Twitter or during the game.
Exactly.
While you guys are watching.
Me out in the parking lot in the truck.
And I bet you he's out of Vegas before you are.
No. We'll have a nice dinner on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Probably
right. Oh, it's only 12:30 out there.
Yeah, of course.
You're a veteran. What am I thinking?
I'll be back at the hotel in time to take in some late afternoon action.
Okay.
Probably have dinner at Rayo's on Saturday night, and then we...
I wanted to go there with you when we're out there.
Well, that's what March is for.
All right. That's your spot.
It's one of my spots. See, Cafe Martirano.
Italian?
Cafe Martirano is...
Where's that?
Paris.
Oh, yeah. Up in the...
No, it's on the first
on
level.
On the main floor?
The main floor all the way down.
I like the place up
to
in the Eiffel
right.
Tower.
Yeah, that I haven't
thing.
Done. Cafe Martirano is legit. You get a meatball salad and some bucatini carbonara.
What's that? What's bucatini?
Bucatini is my favorite pasta. It's spaghetti. Hollow spaghetti. Basically, it's a tubular pasta. It's like spaghetti, but hollow.
Okay.
And then
how do you say it?
Bucatini.
Look at you. We're getting cultured on the pod. all right. No official pick on this one, but you're going to have a great time in Vegas. And you would lean under. I'm with you there on the under. Do you feel like...
By the way, Fresno, if you're looking at comparable scores and you want to just use that as a handicapping tool, Fresno beat UCLA a heck of a lot easier than Arizona State did.
They sure did.
Then again, UCLA was a much different team later in the year when ASU played them.
It just feels like, I know it's not, obviously they're making the spread because of what they do, but it feels like if Arizona State was a one-point favorite, the world would be on Fresno State.
Correct.
It's just weird. It's just weird to see Fresno State as its favorite against the Pac-12. We mentioned their struggles in there, in that game. All right. Let's try and get you an official pick. The Camellia Bowl?
It's the Raycom Camellia Bowl, correct?
Yes, it is.
Bring me back to
Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern now up to 2.5-point favorite against Eastern Michigan. Not on the granite turf. This game is in Montgomery, Alabama. Did you know that?
I did.
Could be big.
Yeah, did you
giving them points?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
But I think some people might.
These are Georgia Southern, man. These are my favorite uniforms in the sport.
You realize, Georgia Southern to Montgomery, Alabama, it's not exactly, around the corner.
No, I know.
Georgia, does it sound
closer?
It does.
All right.
But... I love Eastern Michigan.
Do you?
I love this. 2 years ago, they got to the bowl game.
Yep.
Played a great game against Old Dominion. It was came up short. It didn't get to a bowl game last year. This team is in every game it plays. They don't get blown out. The Army game, I guess you could say, got away from them a little bit. But short week during midseason, you play an option team like Army. That's going to be a problem. But now, having faced Army already this year, you've got a month to prepare, knowing that that's what's coming. The job that Chris Creighton has done there, I mean, Eastern Michigan was a laughingstock. And to get them to a bowl twice in 3 years is one hell of an accomplishment. I mean, I had Eastern Michigan earlier this year against San Diego State when they really should have won the game.
Yeah.
But it's a team that, like I said, every single game they're in is close. And I like Eastern Michigan here to win the game. It's funny you talk about the line go up to 2.5. Listening earlier to Alan Boston on Gil, with Gil on the numbers game, it was funny how Alan he was saying that like nowadays like he would almost rather go against the money in the line move than anything else because he has so like very little respect at times for the market movers. So
yeah, it's I want to talk about that at the end of the pod, just about just keeping your eye on. It's not really conventional stuff that goes on with bowl season, and there's a lot of extra money out there with holiday. Yep. People have extra holiday money.
So I like Eastern Michigan plus 2.5.
One thing I wanted to point out is Eastern.
And thanks, Georgia Southern, for going over the one total very, very, very early in the year.
Easy. Earlier this year, Eastern Michigan played Army.
Yep, 37-22.
Correct. Eastern Michigan gave up how many yards on the ground?
406?
No. Only 289. 73 rushes, though.
I didn't look inside.
That game, go back and look at that box score. Disgusting. Army had to get ball the whole game.
Well, that's what they do.
And there still was that many points scored, though. So I'm saying, for Eastern Michigan, against the Georgia, if Georgia Southern played Army, who are you picking? Like, I just try to think of comparing.
Army.
Yeah, see, I think it's closer than you think.
Close. Very close.
Georgia Southern might have more team speed, which might be a factor when those offenses go against each other. But just to give you some thought there, like, it's not, it's just weird things are going to happen in these bowl games. And I just mentioned Army had the ball for 73 rush attempts against Eastern Michigan. That's pretty, right around what? Less than 4 yards a carry?
Yep.
Right around four, right? So, Eastern Michigan, they have seen it.
Yep.
They're getting points. You like them, so take them. It's pretty simple. Next up, we are still all on that first Saturday. Isn't that scary?
It's great. Wait, six games?
Yeah. We are on to, that one's at 5:30. And the nightcapper, Middle Tennessee versus Appalachian State. Another one you mentioned with the coaches. This is the Carriers. R&L Carriers, New Orleans Bowl.
Correct.
In the Mercedes-Benz Dome in New Orleans. Middle Tennessee, getting plenty of love as the underdog. Stockskill, this is finally going to be his last
game. Say finally.
but good story. You know, his dad's the head coach. Middle Tennessee is it feels like they're like the hardcore gamblers' like favorite team. Like everyone knows Stockskill. You know, it's just, you know, that off the radar team, but they have a quarterback,
and they sound better than they really are. Even though they played much better, they're playing their best football at the end of the year.
Yeah,
and very easily could have won conference title.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Appalachian State -7, over under 49.5. Where are you on this one? I would lean. Feels like everybody's taking the dog in this one because Appalachian State doesn't have their head coach. And they like the Stockskill story with the Blue Raiders. Just be careful. That's all I was going to ask. You know,
I was much higher.
Appalachian State's a legit football team, and I don't know if the coach. You know, you don't know.
I was much higher on Middle, like initial first reaction,
you're like 9.5,
and then like you think about it a little bit more, and you look a little bit more inside the box, and you're like, App State's still defensively, they're really good.
Yep.
And I know they've had some injuries, but they've overcome that on offense. I guess in a bowl game, like when in doubt, I always take points.
The dog. Yeah, but exactly with you. So I guess lean. I don't know. I think Middle can win the game. That's the problem.
This could be one of those where it's either App State wins by a million or Middle wins outright.
Okay.
I think it's either middle money line or App State minus.
I'm going to convince you every underdog you take, you're throwing in a money line parlay. That's my goal for you. Because you want to do it. And you've been pretty good with the old parlays.
Yeah, I had.
All right. So that's that first Saturday. And then let's move to Tuesday, the 18th. It's the Chirabundi, Boca Raton Bowl. All these new sponsorships. I can't keep up with
Quality
them.
Quality juice.
Is it?
Yeah.
You've had it?
I have.
On the regular? Is it in the game day refrigerator?
No.
This is a special purchase for you
was,
at airports?
No, no, this was just like...
When you're in airports and you're not flying private?
No, this was something... No, this is just something I picked up at the old Stop and Shop one day.
All right.
I actually reached into my own wallet and took out and bought it for myself and my wife.
Very good. All right. Nice. UAB, what are we looking at here? Is a 2.5-point favorite against Northern Illinois. The over-under is 43.5. I think we agree on this game.
We do.
Officially.
We do.
I'm going to go first here and be quick. I'm rooting for Northern Illinois because I don't feel like I know Rod Carey's 0-5 in the bowls, but when you go back and you look at it, like the matchups were kind of brutal.
Oh, last year's matchup was brutal,
you know,
against Duke.
It's just you don't want that, and I think the team is going to be extra motivated. They've played Utah. They've played Iowa. They've played somebody else. Florida State. I know they're not a bowl team, but they went to Tallahassee and played Florida State. That defense is real. You saw the comeback in the MAC title game, which was awesome. And I think
no, it wasn't.
What? Oh, sorry.
No, it wasn't.
Sorry.
At least we edged.
Yeah. Yes, you did. That's the beauty of it when you can do it. UAB. There's not a better story in the sport. I get it. I just think Northern Illinois has seen offenses better than theirs.
Yes, I agree.
And I think they can control the game. Northern Illinois is not pretty on offense, I'll tell you right now.
Neither is UAB.
Yeah, so I like the points here. And I think Northern Illinois, you know, I think it's time. Like, you know, they're due.
Yep.
And kind of rooting for them. So I'm in the Huskies.
Yep. I am as well. I'll feel a little dirty picking against UAB. But I agree with you. I think Childers makes one more play.
That's when we agree on a pick.
Quarterback and Smith and Corcoran on that defensive line. I think that's the way to go. The one thing that worries me a little bit, having given out two MAC sides already, is just the MAC struggles lately.
Yeah, what do we got there?
In bowl games is a little concerning. 1-10 the last 2 years.
Yikes.
6-22 in the last 5, straight up.
Ooh.
It's,
you didn't tell me that.
So last year, other than Ohio, everybody got blown out.
Well, what's weird is I like
the matchups this year a lot.
I like this one. I don't. We'll talk about it as we get closer. But like the teams that are favored from the MAC, they seem a little overvalued. But we're gonna agree there in the Boca Raton Bowl. On Northern Illinois.
Six MAC teams in bowl games.
Yep.
Over under 2.5. You can get these are number of wins for the conference.
Okay.
Eastern Michigan 1.5-point dog.
Yep. We talked about that one.
Northern Illinois 2.5-point dog.
Yep.
Ohio was a 3-point favorite over San Diego State. Toledo was a 5.5-6-point favorite over FIU. Western Michigan, one of the bigger dogs in the bowls, +12. And Buffalo 2.5 against Troy. Over under 2.5 with the over -220.
So you have to win three for
you win three.
And you got what, three or four dogs?
You got four dogs.
Four dogs, that's tough.
No, sorry. Three dogs. But two short dogs.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
Two short dogs and three favorites less than a touchdown.
You need one of these two to win, obviously.
I think they both can win. You talk about Eastern Michigan and Northern. I think both can win.
Yeah, I it's weird. I like the
over.
I like the under. You do.
I like the over 2.5.
Right. This is the year for the MAC.
Exactly. Just give me three.
All right. It's weird. I like the underdogs out of all those teams playing.
You like Western +12 against BYU.
No one's going to take them.
Oh, of course not.
You know.
You watch them play
I'm not saying that one. I'm saying Eastern Michigan and NIU. I like those teams to win better than some of the favorites.
Definitely more than Toledo.
Yes. Absolutely, and you don't know what you're going to get with it.
See, I'm
you like Ohio?
I'm teasing myself already. I like Ohio in that game.
I want to talk about that because I think we differ on it.
Yeah, with Rourke at quarterback, it's a senior, late, and experienced team, two good backs, a difference maker at wide receiver, which they haven't really had lately. Solich has done very well in bowl games there. Mm-hmm. And San Diego State, the second half of the year, has just been bad.
Yeah, but they got the quarterback back, you know, and they have the running back. Juwan, he was awesome against Stanford. I think he had 100 yards in the first half. They got Christian Chapman back. He's been rotating. But, like, this is as healthy as they've been. And this is just one thing is, first of all, my favorite thing, Rocky Long, 69 years old. Frank Solich is 74 yep. years old.
Two of the older, longer-tenured guys out there.
Nothing's getting by these guys. This over feels really high to me, too. But what I'll say is this, not a trend because I don't have anything to back it up, but San Diego State just has lost four of their last five. Ohio's won four of their last five. Like, the teams are totally opposite, and it just feels easy to take a little favorite, you know, with the better offense, you know, like it just, I don't know. And I know but I've been terrible with San Diego State. I've probably been with them, either with them or against them in the last 4 years. I think I've been wrong every time.
I've been good with them this year. I had Nevada against them. I had Eastern Michigan against them as well.
Okay.
So now we're
all right.
Trying to triple up here with Ohio.
All right. So
I wish I could look that up for you, by the way. That's the one thing I don't have in the
bowl history?
Like your team's losing four out of five versus winning four out of whatever.
Somebody had that. I forgot where it was.
It sounds like a Mark Lawrence stat.
Yeah, but see, they factor in. They just keep adding. I can't keep track of all the intangibles. But that is your DXL Frisco Bowl on Wednesday. SVP Sports Center to follow that night.
Very good.
So
we're watching.
Hopefully we don't have to do a moose alert on that game.
No.
But we officially differ.
We officially differ.
You are taking the favorite also.
Which is disturbing.
I am taking the dog. Yep. Me taking a dog against you as if that doesn't go well. So we will we'll have some fun with that one. Thursday the 20th, Marshall takes on South Florida in the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl. Raymond James Stadium, Tampa, Florida. I got nothing on this game.
History could be made.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
South Florida could be the first team ever to start season 7-0 and then finish the year 7-6.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
They were 7-0, got blown up by Houston, haven't won since.
I was against them a couple times.
Only once has there been a team that has started 7-0 and even brought a five-game losing streak into a bowl game.
Who was that?
It was Texas Tech. The year they wound up beating Arizona State in the Holiday Bowl to get to 8-5.
Oh, I remember that.
One team has gotten close to pulling it off, but avoided the 7-6 with the bowl win. So there's your reason to watch the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
If I had a lean, I think in the Bowl Mania, I took Marshall just because I don't know. I took South Florida because they're playing in their home stadium.
Well,
there you go.
There's
my reading.
Aren't they playing at the Devil Ray the Tampa Bay Rays Stadium, or did they move it?
No, it's at Raymond James.
Is it Raymond James now?
Yeah.
Okay. Some bowl trip for them, huh?
Come on. You got to keep up on your bowl locations. What are you doing?
Was it the St. Petersburg Bowl? Is that the one that was played at the Trop?
Okay. Yep, at the Trop.
Right, wasn't Temple FIU there last year? Wasn't that the game?
Yeah. I think it's the first year they moved.
Okay.
Right. Rain, probably going to rain. Like, I never figure out that Florida weather. Next, we'll end with on Friday, December 21st, when we all check in on Steve Levy, the voice of the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl. We mentioned Laura Rutledge will be there also. It's FIU. It's Toledo. This is an official pick for me. I'm taking Butch and the boys.
Yep. That's what
nice short helicopter ride over to the Bahamas from FIU. Feels like a business trip. I don't like what I've seen from that defense this year. I think FIU's a bit more rounded team. I still can't get over that FAU loss.
I know.
That's one of the most perplexing games.
Yeah, I think that was probably the Lane Super Bowl personal type of deal. Down year.
But Toledo is now, it's up to six.
Six, right?
68 and a half.
I take the points here.
I'm taking the points, and I'm going to take FIU on the money line also. I don't know why. It feels like Toledo's going to go, coming from, you know, the Glass Bowl and all those wars they had in the MAC this year.
And they lost. And they lost the majority. The better teams that they have played this year, they lost the majority of those games. Like, their wins have come against the weaker teams in the MAC this year. And Butch did one hell of a job this year.
Unbelievable.
They lost so much from last year. And to have a shot at winning the conference title, which they did enter in the – was a great year. So last year got to a bowl game. I agree. I think they get back to
I just feel like a business trip versus to the boys from Toledo. When they get out on that island, I don't know how they're going to react. They might be out late. They get a couple chips in their hands.
Boys from Athens, Ohio, did pretty well on the Bahamas last year.
Yeah.
It's UAB.
Yeah, but they're not going to talk about it. They don't like each other.
A trendy dog UAB in the bowl game last year. I think it was like 35-0, like a minute in.
I like the dog there. Might as well go with the bear. It feels like you get me to take the money line every year when I'm taking the dog in bowl games. But we'll see. And then let's wrap. Famous Idaho Potato Bowl, Western Michigan, and BYU.
Speaking of something I got nothing on.
Really? I'll tell you what. I like that freshman quarterback for BYU. Watch out for them next year. BYU's up to 13-49. Obviously a high pick, I would think, in the
confidence,
confidence pick. You know BYU's going to play great defense. Western Michigan has not been pretty this year.
No.
The game's in Boise on the blue. Boise lost 21-16 to Boise this year. They were a big dog in that game.
And they won at Camp Randall. BYU.
Figure that.
How about that result?
Why don't we just realize then Wisconsin down this year?
Correct.
But we want to keep believing.
It's okay to
they are circled on my week two.
No, I was going to say that is a and it's circled on a lot of people's.
Really?
Yeah, they are one of the trendier underdogs of the bowl season, but for good reason, probably.
Yeah,
the Miami offense is terrible,
and might be a little chilly. Yankee Stadium. That's
how'd that work out in El Paso a couple years ago against.
We're not talking about El Paso.
No. But I'm saying the weather was bad in El Paso, chilly. Cold when they played Washington State a few years ago.
Washington State doesn't
That didn't work out well for Miami either that year. So
you think Washington State got screwed in the bowl system?
Yes, they should. Right. They should be in a better bowl.
They should be in the Fiesta and not LSU. Bottom line.
Well, I'd put LSU. Well, that's the thing,
right?
LSU, Florida. Yes, I agree.
Come on.
Even though LSU is probably better, but I don't know.
Can't. We don't know.
What I don't like is you're a game away from going to the Rose Bowl, and now you're. I can't wait. The Alamo Bowl, by the way, that's my favorite maybe even including all the New Year's Six bowls.
That's the one you want to sit down and watch.
Washington State, like, I'm all in for that game.
Yeah, it's going
to
be awesome.
It's going to be two fan bases that care, two teams that I like. Be fun to watch. Oh, be great.
Yeah. Careful, Cougar fans. Don't jump in the river. It's a tourist thing. You don't jump in and swim in that thing. You guys are going to be getting loose out there in San Antonio. I know you people.
A lot of people will be.
All right. Let's do a little conversation on some other games after the break. Bear, so you got our picks there. We're going to do another one next week, and that'll take us from the 22nd. You want to go through Christmas, maybe up until the semis?
Yeah, probably up to the semis, and we can maybe give a little bit of a
we're going
to
be on the road.
Semi.
We're big time now.
I know
bowl season's coming. Are you leaving, 27?
I'm leaving 26th. Morning after Christmas.
Got me by a day. Okay.
Morning after Christmas, I'll be down. So we'll have, this will be the next week we'll be together, and then the week after that is when we'll have to do
it. Maybe we do a little tweet up for the people when we're in South Beach at the Delano late night. Is that where you're staying?
No.
No?
I don't know where
you're at the James?
I have no idea.
No?
It's on an email in my inbox that I
forward that email. I'll
on the morning of the 26th when I leave, I will look and see. Actually, I won't even do that.
Okay.
I'll literally just land. Someone will be there to pick up.
What a life.
Myself and whoever happens to be on my flight, and they'll take us to the hotel, and then I'll know where I'm staying.
What a life. You had sent me an email with some numbers. Props, and I wanted to go over those with you. You have some numbers.
Yeah.
Let's go with some conference. I wanted to start the Big 12 as a whole.
Number is seven, by the way. I'm sorry. Number of teams in the ball game are seven.
Yep.
You can get over, under, 2.5. Over is -125, number of wins. Or globally, we should say, because people bet on these things outside of Las Vegas and other legalized states, you can get over, under, 3.5 at over +290 and under -350 on the adjusted line. So 2.5 or 3.5 are the two numbers available for number of bowl wins by the Big 12 this year.
Absolutely under 3.5. And I would even take under plus money on under 2.5.
Plus money plus 105 on under 2.5. Here's what you look. The problem is you got two of the bigger dogs are Texas, the 11-point dog against Georgia, Oklahoma, 14-point dog. So assume,
and Oklahoma State.
That's up to nine now as well.
So you got
three dogs that are, even though I think Oak State might be live in that game.
Yep.
I don't care about Justice Hill being out. Chuba Hubbard's better than him anyway.
Yeah, they played plenty
that
games
doesn't
without
matter.
Him.
And they're great as an underdog under Gundy. So of those three, I give Oak State the best chance of winning. But TCU going to score any points against Cal?
I don't know.
I love Gary, but Robinson's leaving.
Yeah, it's a mess. And Cal's, you know, that's in if that's what you're banking on, that's tough, man. That's why
Baylor,
I'm saying.
Baylor, 4-point
dog.
That's the
one I like.
Randy.
I like Baylor. That game's in Houston.
Again, two teams you know are going to be excited about playing.
Yep. That'll be a fun game.
West Virginia, no Greer,
how about no chance?
So,
if Dungy plays, forget it. Forget it.
I just can't. I don't know. Is Jack Allison going to be who's playing for West Virginia quarterback? Do they have? I don't want to plead like ignorance here, but like, do they have some? Because I know Chuganoff is gone.
Yeah,
but isn't Allison the only other quarterback who's played for them this year? Is that who's going to play?
They were talking about maybe starting a kid that hasn't played.
That's
freshman.
What I thought because that's what you can do
is it
now.
Trent Jackson.
Because I just have this image of last year in the bowl game Greer against Utah. They had no chance. Now, I know Utah's defense was much better than what they're going to face against Syracuse.
Yeah,
but gosh, if you got this inkling early on that Greer wasn't going to play and you grabbed 6.5 or whatever with Syracuse, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a good man.
They were going to win anyway. How about this? Now, Will Greer, I don't know the Elite 11 rankings or whatever, what he was when he came out. But you figure, you know, he was known. He was a huge deal when he went to Florida. Obviously, it was unfortunate what happened there. Will Greer's going to leave college and never play in a bowl game. How don't you want to go play in this game? Come on.
I would, but.
Man. And I get it, like his left tackle, that's his buddy. Yep. That's, you know, he declared the day before.
He got hurt last year, he doesn't want to get hurt. I get it.
Man.
I get it,
that's
but I'd want to play.
Tough.
I'd feel like I was letting my team down, but that's
I heard McShay say he's not going to be in the first round.
I was going to say, he's even a first round pick?
Probably second and third, but he said, like, now he's definitely not going in the first round. Wow, that's dicey. All right, so I'm going under. What do you like? You like over or under Big 12?
See, I think it's a really good chance Iowa State wins.
Okay.
I would much rather lay the bigger number, lay the 350, and go under 3.5.
Okay.
I don't think they go 4-3.
No, no way.
Because you're banking on two of those three big dogs winning, I think, in order to get to four.
I think your best bets for wins are Baylor,
Iowa State,
and Iowa State, and probably TCU after that.
I mean, Cal's offense is dreadful.
Yeah,
they're brutal.
Yeah, but TCU's not that. They're not anything of what they used to be.
I know they aren't.
You know.
So I'd juice it up to -350 and go under 3.5.
Give me my Pac-12. Come on.
Seven bowl teams.
Yes, sir.
Arizona State, dog against Fresno. Cal, we talked about.
Got a chance.
Yep, Cal. Even.
Love them.
Wazoo, 3.5 point favorite.
Don't like them.
Stanford, 6.5 versus Pitt.
Scary, kind of like
very them. Scary game. Very scary game. Oregon, -3, Michigan
Hate
State.
Them.
Love the Spartans.
Love them.
Utah, -7 against Northwestern in the battle of the underdogs.
They're going to be the most. Now,
Northwestern will be a very trendy underdog pick.
Nah, see, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, because Hundley's back. He's practicing. And those numbers about Kyle Whittingham are going to come out about the bowl game. He's never lost one, right?
Nope.
Yeah, so like once people hear that, I think that's dicey. That's
in Washington, 6.5-point dog against Ohio State.
You and Van Pelt. I called it. Called it the day.
He did, by the way. He did.
Just for you people
literally
out there.
The night of the Pac-12 championship game, when we're going back and forth, and I'm like, does Jake Browning even look downfield anymore? Gosh, their offense is just terrible to watch. And he replies back, you and SVP are going to be all over Washington in the Rose Bowl. And at the time, what I replied was, if it's against Michigan and you know Gary and all those guys are going to sit, yeah, you're probably right. I will be. Now it's against Urban in his final game, and the world's going to be on Ohio State. So
there's no doubt. Well,
you know, the only thing, there's one thing that will keep me from being on Washington right now is if the number goes through 7. If it stays 6.5 or 7, I will absolutely be on Washington.
7.5, you're not
7
taking?
7.5, I'm not taking Washington.
Wow.
Because you're giving away a key number. And the favorite will be the right.
You don't think about key numbers in college football.
Seven, okay. I do.
All right.
7, I do.
Okay.
Which is why
it's definitely going through seven.
Unless it gets significant to 9.
Wait till the day of the game and see how much that moves. You guys are going to be out at the Rose Bowl game day all morning. Every break in the afternoon. What do we got that day? I'm going to prepare the people.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to prepare the people. Okay, so you wake up January 1st. You see the boys having their tea and crumpets inside the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mississippi State, Iowa's a noon game. LSU, well, UCF.
You'll be sound asleep. You'll be sound asleep. Don't worry. You might sleep right through that one.
Kentucky, Penn State, 1 p.m. All three of those games, every game break, you are going to see something about Urban Meyer getting off the bus, getting on the bus. Herb Street talking about Ohio State.
Dwayne Haskins.
Should have won the last game. Man. You're going to be bombarded with Ohio State stuff. That game is going to go off around 10. I'm calling it right now. It's there. You talk about, what do they say, steam? They're going to be steam.
One-way action.
Oh. And have fun with it, because I'm going to sit back and root for my conference.
Good for you.
All right, so getting back to business.
So over under 3.5.
So hard not to look ahead during bowl season.
Over under 3.5. 3.5 is by my over is minus 160.
So you gotta win 4.
Or you can go 4.5 and lay 250 under.
Go with the real number.
Well, no. They're both available.
I know, but there's a lot of odds.
More people are going to be betting these with the both of these numbers available than they are out in Las Vegas, would be my guess.
Okay. So 3.5.
3.5 is minus 160 plus 140. 4.5 over is plus 210. Under is minus 250.
Who's your best bet for a win? Utah or Stanford? That doesn't feel good. That's it, right?
Utah.
Yeah.
And that scares the heck out of me.
Exactly.
Because I don't trust that offense even with Hundley.
Mm-mm. Feels like an under, people.
It does feel like an under.
Feels like an under. Wow. Well, hopefully we can claw out some wins for the conference, get us back to some respectability.
What about the SEC? 11,
what do they
11,
have?
11
they have 14 teams
11,
in bowls?
11, oh, three didn't make it. Three teams didn't make it, so we'll have to work on that next year.
Okay.
Over on go. Different numbers available. 6.5 is over minus 200. So 7-4.
Okay.
Gets you the money there. You can also go over 7.5 at plus 150. Or you can go over 8.5 at plus 425.
Wow.
Or you can go over 9.5 at plus 1400.
Ooh.
Okay? I mean, you got three dogs.
You have a ton of
two dogs rather.
Good wins. You got Bama, you got Missouri, you got A&M. Those are all going to be close to double-digit favorites. Mississippi State, Georgia, that's 5?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Auburn? You're not touching them.
No, I love Purdue.
Yeah. I think Florida can win.
Sure, totally. I think Florida can win.
South Carolina worries me.
Yes. I think Florida, can win. I think Kentucky can win.
See, I don't think Kentucky can win.
LSU will either win by two touchdowns or lose.
Yeah.
UCF wins the game or LSU shows up.
That's worth a shot for the over 9.5. You got to go 10-3? What do you got to do?
It was 11 teams, right? 11 bowl teams, right?
10-1 you got to go?
Arkansas didn't make it. Ole Miss didn't make it. And who's the other team that didn't make it that we're forgetting about?
And Tennessee.
Yep. So.
So you got to go 10-1 for that.
10-1
for over plus 1,400.
10-1 for plus 1,400. 9-2 for over 8.5. See, I don't like Auburn at all.
Yeah. Wow.
Vandy could lose. Kentucky. Auburn could lose. Gosh.
I think 8's pretty manageable for sure.
8's manageable. 7. Yeah. 7's.
Go for the gusto, and then you'll just be able to say SEC rules. You know? Look at that. Look how many big favorites they have, though. It always works out for them.
But I said at the same time, like I said, Mississippi State's offense is terrible.
Yep.
I will ugly that game up.
Yes, they will.
LSU, who knows?
Yep.
They could lose the game. They could win easy, or they could lose the game. South Carolina could lose the game.
Yes. But those other teams, like, look at who they're, like, I look at the other side. UCF, obviously no Milton. Virginia.
Correct.
I'm not speaking of them. Yep. Their offense is.
NC State, no, who's, I mean.
Come on.
I'd go over the 6.5. I'd go safe. I'd go safe, lay the 200. They'll go 7-4. And
there it is.
That's what I would do.
All right. A couple things on the way out. I just wanted to talk. Relax during bowl season, please, people. Okay. It's called bowl season. It's not a day. It's not 2 days. If you think you're going to come in here and bet every game, you're out of your mind. Just
correct.
Relax and try to enjoy the games. And the other thing is, I played in a couple of these. The factors that go into it, you'll never be able to explain. And there's just so much unknown. You really got to be careful. So, I mean, I'm not a big trends guy. I try and look into the emotional side of things. But it's really tough, and you just can't overanalyze things. So have fun with it. Don't go crazy.
And if you want to play every ball game, I think the way to do it is just wait and live.
Oh, absolutely.
I wouldn't bet these games before all of them before kickoff. Just as, I need action on this game. Yeah. I'm going to bet it right now before kick. Wait, because last year. Going into the Las Vegas Bowl, I thought Oregon, we want to – Crystal Bowl's our head coach. It's our guy. We want him. You were down 14-0 before you could blink.
Yeah.
And you knew the game was over right there. So wait, watch a few series, then make a live bet. You can do that nowadays. So that would be if you have to play every one of these games, that's the way I would do it.
All right. Question from the people out there. I wanted to get your feelings right now before we're 2 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Travis on Twitter. How big of a threat will Murray's legs pose for Bama?
A lot, I would think. That's been something that Alabama's defense at times has struggled with.
Okay.
And I think especially if Hollywood Brown can't play or if he's not 100%. Obviously, CeeDee Lamb's still a really good receiver, but there's a big drop-off after that. So I would think his legs would be a very, very big part of the game plan, especially if Hollywood Brown can't go.
All right, and then to weigh in on Van Pelt's one big thing, waffles or pancakes? I'm always thinking about that.
I'm gonna straddle the fence here.
What?
Plain waffle. Pancakes, blueberry pancakes.
Okay. Greater than waffle.
Greater than plain waffle.
Okay.
But plain waffle.
Over plain.
Yeah, greater than blueberry. Okay. Those, that's the way I go.
I don't.
See, what I like about
I don't them, like is it bad? I don't like either.
It's okay.
I want, give me eggs. And
I was going to say I'm more of a egg white, and I'm good with that.
All right.
But something about the waffle, the way the waffle holds the syrup,
yeah,
and it's easier to eat, it absorbs it better. With gravy,
put
gravy. I'm already thinking about like Thanksgiving dinner. Like you pour the syrup on the pancake, it just falls right off.
Before the Big Mike Happy Recap, you're lean semis early. Bama minus 14. Clemson minus 12 now.
Yeah, I read the Clemson Notre Dame line wrong. I thought it initially did drop to 10.5 in some places.
I saw a touch there.
And I thought it might, and then it's been a bit of a buyback.
Yep.
Gosh, I hate being on both favorites. But right now, initial thought is that.
Okay.
But that's far from cemented.
All right.
Who do you give a better chance of winning
Notre
outright?
Dame.
I couldn't even finish the
Notre
sentence.
Dame. I'm on Notre Dame. I don't like what I've seen from Clemson outside of the ACC. When I go back, I watched the A&M game. I know it was early in the year, but
early,
South Carolina
early in the game on the road.
I like the Notre Dame
Kelly
receivers.
Bryant was
matchup. They're big.
That's the one area where Clemson people think can be exposed a little bit.
Now Dabo's going to get them all, juiced up. They'll be ready to go. But, man, I also look at I would tease Bama in the over right now. I think defense 81 in a Bama. I mean, I get it, but I don't know. You saw Tua walking around on that little scooter thing he's got.
I was going to say,
can they sit him and win?
If he yes.
All right.
Yes, they
possibility.
Can.
That would be under automatically to me. Anything else before we get into the recap?
Yeah, pay a little homage to one of our colleagues here, Antonio Toscano, who is a buddy of mine. I knew him before he even worked here. He was an avid horse player, and he was with me on one of the more deflating days of my life when I nearly took down a nearly $3 million pick six at Hollywood Park on May 19th, 2004. But he sadly passed away couple days ago, and he listened to our podcast. He loved his ponies. He loved his sports. He loved his poker. He loved his cards.
Best
and,
security guy we had.
He was
campus.
He was a and it was funny because I knew he was going away, and I said, well, I wonder when he's coming back because I haven't seen him lately. And then when I heard, I'm like, well, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Sucks. So rest in peace, bud.
Thoughts and prayers to his family out there. All right, Big Mike, happy recap. I'm gonna go first here. Okay. Tulane, minus 3.5. Northern Illinois, plus 2.5. Like him on the money line. San Diego State, plus 3. Like him on the money line. FIU, plus 6. Like him on the money line. You, sir.
Eastern Michigan, plus 2.5. Tepid, not as much anymore. Middle Tennessee, plus 7. I put him on the... So I got to stick with it. Northern Illinois, agree, plus 2.5. Differ, Ohio U, minus the 3 against San Diego State. And I'd also leaning towards throwing that under 54 or whatever it is in the Vegas Bowl as well as a pick.
All right. FCS, we're riding with the Bison.
I'd go money line both favorites, and we'll see. We'll see you in the championship game.
It's good with those. We will be back next week.
Yep.
Remember, don't go crazy. There's we got 5-6 games before we do the next podcast. So be careful. Happy holidays to everybody. Bear, take us away.
The less you bet, the more you lose when you win.